Okay, the last competitor is vowel sounds. Great verses, wonderful lyrics. There are lines that gave me goosebumps while listening. You know, I do have one or two criticisms, though, that "wind the black ribbon back to where the street eats have no name" was a little bit awkward phrasing, and it showed up in all of the choruses. So if it was me, I'd force us to work that part over a little bit to make it sound a little bit more natural. And the other thing is, maybe that backwards recording stuff was better in concept than in practice. I get it. I get how it fits into the whole thing. I get how it fits into the lyrics, the theme, and everything like that. But when you're actually listening to it, maybe it doesn't add as much as it should. You know, as a component to a song that you're listening to and maybe not taking as a concept, but maybe just taking as something that you want to have pleasant and interesting in your ears, I would have been fine if they'd left that out. It's fine with it in, but I think it was, yeah, again, probably better in concept than in practice.
I remember you were mad when they made us do it in Narine. You thought it pretty much ruined everybody's songs.
I think it did, yeah. I think that some Narines, the challenge messes up any otherwise good song, you know, because they'll have something like "put a terrible sound in there of some sort or another." You know, put an obvious flaw, put a siren in there, Yeah. So it's kind of like, if you're going to make a great song and then you have to ruin it by doing this other thing, then blah. Anyhow, that was what you might call in the previous round an unforced error. You know, they didn't have to do that and they did it and it's fine, I guess, but I could have done without it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and all in all, just still amazing work. I love that every chorus is different. And I'm worried about the Ouija-verse now. I mean, what a...
the Ouija-verse got dark, dude.
Yeah, and what a goddamn cliffhanger, right? So, I love this song. Don't get me wrong. I feel like I've spent this whole critique talking smack about it, but it's wonderful, and the lyrics are great, and it fits into the Ouija-verse, obviously, really well. And the imagery and stuff is great.
Did you listen to those samples I sent you? The reverse samples?
I did. The short one was, I think...
Turn Back.
I think it was a clip from the song, and just or a clip from the vocal aspects of the song.
Yeah, so it's a reverse of the phrase that precedes it. So the line is something, something, turn back time, and then it's turn back time reversed.
Yeah.
So and I like think that works fine. Turn back time. It makes the point that, oh, yeah, we have this reverse situation, this backwards situation, which is also, you know, reinforced by the palindrome and the love slash evil. So I think it works in that context and it's not too heinous. I think, yeah, adding the whole like satanic reversal section, while it's cute and I enjoyed reversing it and learning the secret message, which, you know, pretty much implores you to vote for vowel sounds.
Hi, this is Owl with your cerebral message for today. This song is about Milton Keynes, but his streets are numbered, not named. Please vote for vowel sounds in Narine 14. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute, but yeah, I would have cut it as well. The things I loved about this song, I love how it picks off right where the last song ends with them having coffee and looking at each other and not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
I love Vom's electric guitar sounds in this song so much. They're so good and so chimey. That reverb that is on his electric guitar just sounds so great. And I think, you know, he's got a whammy bar, which he is using just really nicely too. And then there's this gorgeous slide that happens right in the opening riff. That's just so well done. It's just so good. That guitar sounds so great, matched with the synth. Some of the synth sounds, it just really works for me. I also love Vaughn's backing vocals, which I think are wonderful in the chorus. I have to say, I really dig all of the callbacks. So the "This Bird Has Flown" is a callback from Pump the Brakes. And then there's this line, "When you kissed me again in the bar yesterday, it felt like coming back home." And then you hear this whispered, "Yes, yes," which is totally a callback to the original Ouija song where they did that. The phrase "light as a feather" is also a callback to the original Ouija song. Like, I love all that stuff. I love, like, I love
Uncrush the Butterfly.
Yeah.
Which is from the No Memory. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know me, I love like wiki-holing into things and learning about things and trying to find like all of the meanings and all of the callbacks. And this just hits all of my buttons. But the especially cool thing about it is they made all of this stuff up that, you know, I'm really digging into. And I think that's great.
Yeah. This is better than Nur Ein. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want the album. Like, I will buy the album on Bandcamp when they turn the whole Ouijaverse into a thing.
Yeah, definitely.